2 years after a breakthrough verdict by the European Court for Human Rights, which denounced racial segregation in Czech schools, Romani children still face widespread discrimination. That's the conclusion of a group of Czech NGOs that say the Czech Education Ministry has shown goodwill, but has introduced few practical measures to improve the situation. Jan Richter has the story.
A group of Czech NGOs called Together to School has accused the country's education ministry of inaction in the face of persisting discrimination of Romani children in Czech schools. 2 years after the European Court for Human Rights ruled that placing Romani children in special schools or schools with special education programs constitutes unlawful discrimination, the Together to School initiative points out that according to a survey carried out by the education ministry, the practice has not changed. Kateřina Hrubá is a lawyer for the Brno-based NGO Zvůle práva.
The situation in schools remains the same according to our experience directly in terrain. In the first half of the year 2009, the Institution for Information Education implemented the very important research in Czech standard as well as practical schools. And the result show that almost 27% of all Roma children attend practical elementary schools. And in non-Roma population of pupils, only 2% of pupils attend the school. So we perceive these results as very alarming.
All those special schools as such were abolished in 2005, Romani children are often being placed in practical schools that follow syllabi designed for children with light mental disabilities. The NGOs blame standard elementary schools for failing to provide assistance to Romani children with special education needs and for transferring them to the practical schools instead. While the ministry has shown goodwill in dealing with the situation, non-governmental experts say little has been done in practical terms to stop discrimination. They would therefore like to address the issues with a series of more specific measures. Apart from a moratorium on the transfer of Romani children to practical schools, a national information campaign and other measures, NGOs suggest the ministry outline an ethical code for psychologists who often choose to transfer Romani children to special programs because it seems the simplest solution. The ministry acknowledges the seriousness of the situation but strongly denies accusations of inaction. Tomáš Bouška is the spokesman for the Czech Education Ministry.
We have a section here for social programs within the Education Ministry, which operates not more than 1 year. And after this one particular year, we have done, well, I would say, an overwhelming list of tries to change the situation, which is painful, and we admit that it is painful.
The list includes a national action plan to support inclusive education, a project of support centers, and a plan to improve counseling at schools. Mr. Bouška says that these and other steps will be carried out regardless of who takes over the ministry after the next elections.
These measures will be compulsory for Czech Republic and will be implemented regardless of political situation and elites in charge of ministries. Our ministry, the Education Ministry, will distribute to all counseling organizations and schools its so-called recommendation, which is stating ethical principles of work with social, culturally disadvantaged children. And this will take place in this month, in September 2009.
The Education Ministry will take time to study the proposals and says it is ready to work with the Together to School initiative to eradicate discrimination of Romani children in schools. For their part, NGOs say that the problem is now so serious it requires a concerted effort on the part of all involved and top priority treatment.
Jan Richter with that report.